An estimated 140,000 people rallied Thursday in a Cairo sports stadium to protest against a possible U.S.-led war against Iraq. The football stadium was filled to capacity with 100,000 protesters. Another 40,000 demonstrators who couldn't get in gathered outside. It was one of the largest ever demonstrations in Egypt. The protesters chanted slogans of support for Iraq and condemned what they called American aggression. The demonstration was organized by a group of opposition parties and trade unions. While demonstrations have largely been banned in Egypt since emergency laws went into effect in 1981, officials have allowed protests to take place on college campuses, in mosques, and in sports stadiums. On Wednesday, Interior Ministry officials announced that no demonstration would be allowed to disrupt the flow of traffic and said security forces would arrest any protester engaged in violence or the use of what the officials called bad language. Still, Egypt's ruling National Democratic Party hopes to draw as many as 500,000 people to a march planned for sometime next week. Thursday's protest comes 2 days before Egypt is to host a summit of Arab states in the Red Sea resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh to discuss the Iraqi crisis. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.